I'll talk about some of the halachas of Eish on Yom Tov. So, Mina Reis, to start with, Mina Reis, so making a fire for the purpose of Oichel Nefesh is a valid Yom Tov need. So, the same way you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to do bar on Yom Tov in certain cases, and you're allowed to do leash on Yom Tov, you're allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov to be able to cook for that for cooking purposes. We have a rule, once something is permitted for Eichel Nefesh purposes, it's permitted for other purposes as well. If a person wants to light a nair to be able to see, to read, etc., a person will be allowed to do so as well. Nowadays, which we have electricity and we have electric lights, that complicates matters. We're not just dealing with the malacha of making a fire, we're dealing with all the issues involved with the idea of turning on electricity, so you can't do that. We'll talk about that further on. I just want to get that off the table. We're talking about lighting in there, the actual lighting in there. So Mikra Din, the Din of the Gemara, the way they used to live the world with using candles, using oil lamps, etc. So a person could do that on Yom Tov. But to light in there for something which has no purpose at all, is that the heter of you have to have to light on Yom Tov or to do malach on Yom Tov because there's a need. The person does it for something which is not considered a need. It's not permitted. So one example, this question: the person, there's many people have a minig that on a yard site or by Yisker, they light a candle. They want to have a candle lit. That person forgot to light a candle before Yom Tov, so he wants to go on Yom Tov. He wants to light his candle. There should be a candle lit on the day he has yard site on Yom Tov. He wants to light a candle, or he wants to light a candle because of Yisker. So that's not considered a valid halachic purpose. You have no need out of it. You don't do anything with that nair. That nair doesn't do anything. So it doesn't. So the meaning is the doctor not to use it for anything. So a person cannot light that nair for that purpose. What can a person do? The night before, when he's lighting his nair is for Yom Tov, so once upon a time when they didn't have electricity in the house, so every lamp that you lit at put more light in the room, made more light. So you'll add an extra light for the purpose of nair neshama, and that would be a valid way to solve that problem. Now that we have electricity, things get, now let's work backwards the other way. We have a well-lit electric room. We say you're lighting there, which have no purpose, which don't do anything for you, is not mutter. So why am I allowed to light Neiris on Yom Tov? I come the night of the second day Yom Tov, and I say, I want to light the Neiris. Well, it's a well-lit room. The Neiris do not add anything. They don't seem in any way to add to the light in the room. So what is the purpose of, why is it mutter to light these Neiris? So Shlomo Zalman raised this question. He says he's not sure. He's not sure why it should be mutter. Rabbi Yashin, when he was asked this question, Rabbi Yashin said that you're lighting in a way that it enhances the meal. The meal looks nicer. You have a candlelit meal. You know, you have neiris there. It gives cover to the suda, so that is permitted. So then he said, okay, so maybe I can light neiris by day also. He said, no, shrug of a tear, alamali. If it's daytime already, it's not. It doesn't. The minig is not for people on a Yom Tov meal to light neiris. That's not their minig. So it's not considered you're really adding a coven. Now, Mishabur actually touches on this question. Mishabur discusses a case where they had a sudas bris. And the minig was that they used to light neiris by sudas bris. And the sudan out of the bris, they used to light neiris. So he's on Yom Tov, they're making a sudas bris. And are you allowed to light neiris by day? Because the sudas bris obviously is by day. So Mishabur said yes, because that was the minig of the covenant of the suda, that it enhanced the covenant of the suda doing so. So that is a valid need. So we see this idea that lighting something for the purpose of just adding a covenant to the meal, it makes the meal more kosher. That's also a form of Eichel Nefesh, and that's going to be mutter. But by Sudas Yom Tov, we don't have such a custom to light a nair by day. So therefore, that would not be considered that you're enhancing the meal in some way. That's not going to be mutter. We'll talk more about these halachas on Sunday. Have a good morning. Have a good shot.